A grassroots effort to boycott American products is picking up steam in the Arab world, and it's affecting sales of everything from Big Macs to Marlboros. From Tripoli, Lebanon, NPR's Kate Seeley explains the reasons behind the boycott.
In a working-class neighborhood in this northern port town, local butcher Hassan Khaled proudly displays a boycott poster in his store window. It shows an American flag bearing a Star of David lined with skulls. It urges a boycott of American products, claiming America and Israel are killing Arabs with the help of Arab money. His sister Amira says she's happy to comply. Everything that comes from America, I'm boycotting, she says. Whether it's Uncle Ben's rice or clothes, I've stopped buying them all. Just down the street, grocer Ahmed Haru says Amira isn't the only one boycotting. Sales of American cigarettes, mainly Marlboros, are way down, he says, maybe 80%. And people now want to know if a product is American, and if it is, they aren't buying it. Throughout the Arab world, store managers report declining sales of most major American products like Pepsi and Coke. In Lebanon, like elsewhere in the Middle East, the boycott message is spreading via email, pamphlets, ads, and sit-ins. Lebanon's most senior Shiite cleric even issued a religious decree or fatwa urging Muslims to boycott American products. Ali Hussein, a student boycott activist in Tripoli, says it's a reaction to biased American support of Israel. The massacres, the Zionist aggression. The U.S. supports all of this, says Hussein. There have been calls for a boycott since the start of the Palestinian uprising in September 2000, but the embargo found little widespread support until the start of Israel's military offensive into the West Bank in late March. Fueled by outrage over Israel's actions and frustration over the inaction of their own governments, consumers took matters into their own hands. The boycott movement has been largely peaceful, but a few weeks ago here in Tripoli, a KFC outlet was bombed late at night, causing no injuries but extensive damage. The restaurant is open again, though business is looking slow. One of the few customers said she doesn't support the boycott.
I don't think it'll make a difference.
I'm not going to save Palestine if I stop eating here, shrugged student Rasha Amr. Such sentiments are welcomed by owners of American franchises in the region, where sales have dropped as much as 20% in the last month. McDonald's Lebanon, which has 9 outlets, refused to comment on its sales, but it's alarmed enough by the situation to have paid for an instant message that was flashed on 60,000 local cell phones, saying the company was 100% financed and managed by Lebanese. Economist Kamal Shahadeh says the boycott is hurting local businesses as well as driving away foreign investment.
You know, from an economic point of view, the primary impact is on the Lebanese. And I don't think that this action is at all justified because it is not really going to put much pressure on the companies back in the U.S.
To better target the boycott, a coalition of activists in Beirut has been asking consumers to mainly boycott companies that they say have expressed direct support for Israel. Their list includes Starbucks, Timberland, and Estee Lauder. Bashar Haidar, a professor of philosophy at the American University of Beirut, has helped research some of the companies. He agrees with Shahadeh that the boycott may not have a significant financial impact on U.S. corporations, but he says it's the principle that matters. Some say that the ultimate goal of the boycott, to influence U.S. foreign policy, is remote. But Haider says regardless, the boycott has given Arabs a new sense of empowerment.
Because it's the first time we have this kind of a popular response to a public issue. So I think this might carry with it all other kinds of changes.
Activists say the key to success is sustaining the boycott over the long term. But economist Kamal Shahadeh says he doubts consumers will have the will. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Tripoli.